You have been designated the world's best dishwasher, and now you're here as a counter, Carniati. How do you rate yourself in those departments?
I think as a dishwasher, I'm just about as good as anyone else. I just happen to be available. And as a counter, I really like to count. I love to see the runners, but I actually find it hard to sit so that... after a couple of hours, I'm really ready, happy to go and do something else. I would rather be running, actually, or doing something. So the kitchen really suits me.
The counting, though, I mean, it's meticulous. It's you know, it's detailed, but it's so important.
I absolutely like that. That's absolutely fine. I have fun with the time and the seconds and making sure that I sign my initials and all that stuff. I totally enjoy it. I like to be there for the runners, and I don't want to miss them. And it's also, there's an interaction with anything that you do when you're running with the people around you. So there's a certain feeling of helping the runner by being there steady and giving them what they want.
Well, like this guy walking by here, you're not actually counting him.
I'm not, but I'm looking at him. Mostly after a few laps, they'll just look at their counter because they need to be, I think they need to be sort of focused, and you're just a part of the scenery like the trees. But the counter that you're, the runner and the counter that you're counting is in a relationship, I think.
Well, you're probably right. And the fact is that that kind of confidence instills a runner that... one less worry to have in their head, if they have anything in their heads, is to go around the course.
Absolutely.
Now, you've been here a lot of years, since 97, since 19 years, here and then coming along. And you're an ultra-distance runner yourself, so the multi-day world is not foreign to you. But this is something else, the 3100.
Yes. It's so way beyond anything I've done that I... can only just imagine what it's like to be out here on this hard pavement every day in a very public arena with very little sleep. It's so beyond anything I've experienced. It's awesome.
You have your own motivations for doing multi-day running. Do you think it's similar to what they have, or it's something different altogether in these 11 people that are still out here?
I don't know. I think it's similar, but you have to get the inner inspiration to do something. And I got close to having it at one point, but I absolutely know that I couldn't do it in this lifetime, so that I'm comfortable in just transcending myself by helping. But I think it's an inner cry that has to be expressed. Thank you. Now you're watching my runners for me.
And by the way, you're very meticulously writing down the details, and there goes the initials.
And there goes Kaninika. Gotcha, Kaninika. You see, when they start to ignore you, you know they're comfortable.
This inner cry, it really has to be profound to get someone to come out here and do this.
I think so. It's not something you do... for name or fame or anything else, it has to be a real inner drive or urge, what was that, Olivia, to go through it. And it's something that I think a lot of runners think about, multi-day runners, because it's like a mountain. You've done this, you've done that, and it's a step beyond anything that you've done. And so there's that kind of physical human desire to accomplish something more, but that isn't enough to do this race. You have to have a real inner push somehow, an inner need to do it.
When you see Ashbree Heinl now, who is going after something that's been around for since 2006, the record, or it appears he's going for it, can you comprehend what he's doing?
He's so beyond the categories I have reached that it's hard for me to do. He's the most amazing runner, and running is like, it's sort of, to me, it's like drinking water for him. It comes so naturally, but it's not without effort. But he, to keep going relentlessly like that, with very little company, you know, you have to, it has to be a whole inner experience. It's hard. I can just touch on comprehending, but he makes it look a lot easier than it is. You know, it's no joke being out there like that, and the pressure he puts on himself. But somehow, I think he seems, looking at him, he seems to have the ability to just do it without even thinking about it. I think that's maybe the trick: is you don't think, you just do it.
Cariotti, thank you.
You're welcome.